It was a perfect Sunday summer afternoon for a barbecue to honor a young man who had worked so hard to achieve his dreams. The sun was shining and the temperature hovered around 75 degrees. Friends and family were gathered together, some of whom had not seen each other for years. Kids played in and around the swimming pool, and the smell of burgers wafted through the backyard. Perfect. Marcus Drake had a lot to be thankful for. His parents, Bill and Margaret Drake, were classic middle class, middle American folks who'd worked hard to give their children a good life. Bill was an insurance salesman, and Margaret had been a homemaker, staying home to take care of Marcus and his brother Jack, who was 2 years younger. Margaret was part cook, part cleaning lady, part nurse, and part taxi driver to the two boys, who were the love of her life. Bill was there for most of the boys' games and school events and did his best to get home for dinner with Margaret and the boys every night. The Drakes had the classic Ozzie and Harriet existence. The barbecue was to celebrate Marcus's graduation from Northwestern's Kellogg School of Management, and everyone was thrilled to be there. Few of the Drakes had gone to college, let alone business school. No, the Drakes were a simple family. Marcus, however, wanted a different kind of life. He always had, in fact. In high school, Marcus had been a three-sport athlete, lettering in football, basketball, and baseball, and had usually made all-league. But he wasn't good enough to get a full ride to a major college, so he decided to focus on school rather than sports in college. Marcus grew up watching TV shows that showed the lifestyles of business moguls, and for as long as he could remember, he wanted to become one himself. He read Forbes and Fortune since his early teens. He was a natural entrepreneur, first launching a blackberry picking and distribution operation, then building a lawn mowing company, not to mention his forays into the proverbial hodgepodge of door-to-door sales. In each of these ventures, Marcus was the business owner who got other kids to do the work. No doubt about it, he'd wanted to run a business his whole life. He did well in college, majoring in business and graduating with a 3.5 GPA. He played intramural sports to keep his athletic skills sharp and to keep the weight off from too much pizza and studying. After college, he worked for a large corporation for 3 years and eventually applied to Northwestern, where he graduated with honors. Marcus felt like he was set for life. From here on in, things were only going to get better. Most people would consider Marcus brash. Everyone who met him certainly liked him, but let's just say no one would accuse him of being short on ego. He had big dreams, knew where he wanted to go, and did everything he could to get there. He knew he had a lot going for him. He was smart, funny, and optimistic about the future. Today was a day to sit back and enjoy, along with his friends and family, where all his hard work had brought him, to a stellar platform from which to launch the next stage of his life. As Marcus sat and pondered his future, a hand slapped him on the shoulder and a voice boomed, "So, what's next, big shot?" The hand belonged to Marcus's Uncle Fred, an insurance salesman like his brother, Marcus's dad. "Not much, Uncle Fred. Maybe start and sell a few companies, get rich, buy a nice little island in the Caribbean, and then, oh, you know, take over the world. What do you think?" Uncle Fred laughed that big booming laugh and tilted his head back. "If anyone could do it, it would be you, boy. I always knew you were destined for greatness. Now that you got that fancy pants degree, it's just a matter of time," he said. "Really, though, what's your plan?" "Well, actually, most people who graduate from business school go on to become consultants, which I don't really want to do. I want to start my own business." "Oh yeah? What kind?" "I have an idea that I think could be really big, but it's going to take some money to get it going."
"Lay it on me."
"Well, it's kind of complex, but basically it comes down to helping companies from America connect with business people in other countries who are seeking investments. I'd be putting the main players together and I'd be able to use what I've learned about international currency trading. See, when money goes from one currency to another, it loses a percentage in the exchange. I think that there are some ways to increase the efficiencies in the exchange. I think it would especially benefit nonprofits that move billions of dollars around the world for things like disaster relief, missions projects, and things like that. I think I could potentially save organizations billions of dollars."
"Wow, that sounds huge, and well over my head. It's not too big for you, though. Go get 'em."
With that, he walked off, presumably to get another burger.